Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A type of store Massachusetts has never seen before could soon be opening in a neighborhood near you, a medical marijuana dispensary. The new state law that went into effect last month allows up to 35 of them, and some communities, worried there'll be a negative influence, are trying to ban these businesses. In the state of Maine, 8 dispensaries have opened over the last couple of years. So we visited one in the city of Biddeford to see how it works.
Fleshberry, Quasi Train, Quirkle, Space Bomb, Sweet Island, Skunk.
We found that although the names of the 24 strains of marijuana sold there are pretty irreverent, the business is otherwise quite low-key. In fact, the Biddeford police chief didn't even realize it was there until we called him to ask if it had attracted any law enforcement attention. For the record, it hasn't. It's in a nondescript commercial condominium building, along with several doctor's offices. The only indication of a dispensary is a plain little sign that reads Canuvo. It's a made-up name that combines the words cannabis and new.
Do you intentionally try to look very discreet and draw little attention to yourself?
Oh, we try and keep a very low profile. There is enough controversy without having neon marijuana signs flashing or...
Owner Glenn Peterson is a rebellious-looking middle-aged guy with a shaved head and goatee. He says he hunted for a location for his dispensary for a year and kept striking out with hesitant landlords, banks, and zoning boards. Finally, despite the objections of some of the other tenants in the complex, he bought this condo and opened for business.
Come on inside.
Sure. So far, very similar to a doctor's office.
Oh, it was a doctor's office.
But most doctor's offices don't have this kind of security. We're buzzed through several locked doors to get into the place, and multiple security cameras monitor the property. Watching over them is office manager Chuck Neal.
I just monitor who's coming in, making sure it's a patient I know. We have to monitor that children aren't allowed in with their parents.
Patients need a doctor's approval to buy the dispensary's marijuana, which Peterson grows on a separate property. In the so-called dispensing rooms, there are display cases of pipes and grinders for sale, and stackable plastic drawers are filled with jars and bags of dried marijuana. This pot isn't just for smoking. Patients can vaporize it using a device similar to an asthma inhaler. They can also eat or drink one of Canuvo's homemade medical marijuana edibles, from chocolates to Rice Krispie squares to tea. A big chalkboard lists the specials of the day.
Chocolate. It says butter. Can people get a marijuana butter?
We make a butter for folks. People spread it on toast or put it on spaghetti, even have a medicated meal.
Hi, how are you today?
When the dispensary opens for patients, there's a steady flow. One of them is 33-year-old Josh Gallette of Windham, Maine. He says he uses marijuana to treat back pain.
I did hardscape, so a lot of rock work, lifting, injured my back a few different times doing that, and took some pain medicine for that was prescribed for the doctor, but it's a lot more addictive, and it caused more problems for me.
Do you ever feel like you end up having to explain to family and friends? Like, do you find people skeptical of marijuana's medicinal purposes?
Yes.
And how do you deal with that?
I don't. To each his own. I just know it works for me.
Several other Canuvo patients tell us that it's that fear of prescription painkillers that led them to medical marijuana. Chuck Neal, the office manager, first came to the dispensary as a patient addicted to oxycodone. He says he took the drug for 10 years after losing a leg in an ATV accident and found that smoking marijuana helped him cut back on oxy. A year ago, he switched to a liquid alcohol-based marijuana tincture made at Canuvo.
I take it in my morning coffee, about a half an eyedropper full. And between January and the end of April, I became narcotic free. I used to live between a 7 and 9 on a pain scale. I have yet to have a day over a 3 on the pain scale.
Out in the waiting room is 38-year-old Heather Lemmer of Saco, Maine. She says she treats fibromyalgia pain with marijuana products made by Canuvo employee Karen Knight. Heather recently tried a lotion.
I told her I had knots in my back, and she was like, try this. And she gave me a couple squirts and let me rub it on. Rubbing it in right then and there, it just like stopped.
A few seats away, 50-year-old Chris Couture, also from Saco, tells us she uses marijuana for Parkinson's disease.
And it helps my muscles get loosened up when I get stiff.
On a table in the lobby, a daily menu, it's actually called the menu, lists the varieties of marijuana available, their prices, and their recommended uses. A type called dynamite promises to make you feel creative and uplifted, and to help with pain, stress, muscle spasms, anxiety, and insomnia. Now, the state of Maine says that to qualify for medical marijuana, a patient has to have a debilitating medical condition or intractable pain. And patients are limited to buying 2.5 ounces every 15 days.
So here's your menu.
After checking out the menu, Josh Gillette orders the Cheesequake strain of marijuana. Just like in Massachusetts, this medical cannabis isn't covered by insurance. So Gillette pays full price, $94.50, including tax, for a quarter ounce.
Do people come in sometimes not even sure what to do with the marijuana and you have to give them ideas?
Yes. They don't even know how to smoke a lot of times. Never had any touch of marijuana, seen it, smoked it, anything. So some people have gone back to their old friends from the 60s to get lessons.
Karen Knight is the sister of Glenn Peterson, the owner, and she says she left her job as a registered nurse to work here. She also makes Canuvo's marijuana edibles.
Okay, we have a gentleman that makes chicken a la king.
And he marijuana chicken a la king.
Yes, for dinner.
So patients do find ways to have a little fun with their medicine. And we notice something that makes us wonder if some patients are having a different kind of fun. Some Grateful Dead pictures and a small poster for the cult movie Reefer Madness. We remarked to Peterson that that decor seems to promote the recreational use of marijuana. But he tells us he takes his medical mission seriously. He says he believes most of his clients use their marijuana only for health reasons, not for a quick high. He also says he stopped doing business with two customers he suspected of selling some of their supply.
If someone outrightly said, you know, my neighbor really liked that, I would say you're done. I can't jeopardize the other patients who need this with foolishness.
He's one of those patients, by the way. Peterson is approved to use medical marijuana to treat pain from years of physical work like construction.
So even though it's legal, it's still an unconventional career choice or business move. What made you want to do this?
I have always been self-employed, and I take on hard projects and step up to bullies. And
at some level, do you view this as taking on bullies?
I do. The federal government is keeping this fine medicine from the population.
In Massachusetts, it's now legal for doctors to authorize the use of medical marijuana, and those patients can grow it on their own. But dispensaries can't open until state health officials draw up specific guidelines, which they're supposed to do by May 1st. The story was produced by Lynn Joliker. To see photos of Biddeford's medical marijuana dispensary, go to WBUR.org.